You are listening to Confessions of a Counselor podcast with Janice, mental health in bite-sized chunks. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Confessions of a Counselor. I'm your host, Janice, and in today's episode, I thought we would talk about grief. So this isn't a topic that we've talked about on the podcast before, and so I thought I would share some of my personal experience and as well as kind of the therapeutic approach that I take when talking about grief with clients. So let's jump right in. Grief is a topic that I talk about in therapy often and comes up in a variety of different contexts within the therapeutic process. And I wanted to talk about it during this season of the podcast because it's very personal to me right now as I'm grieving the loss of my grandmother. And it's the first time that I've really experienced a personal loss, one that is very connected to me. So I thought that today's episode would be a good episode to talk about what it's like to grieve someone and how I talk about it with clients. So to help you and to remind me of the process of grief. So one of the things and kind of the first thing that I talk about when we're talking about grief is how the feelings of grief don't get smaller, right? So as we move through the process of losing someone and feeling the range of emotions that comes with that, we oftentimes hear the grief will get smaller, right? Time will heal you. It'll pass over time, right? It won't be so big in the future. And I think that though this is true in its sentiment, I think it's really important to talk about how our grief doesn't get smaller, right? When we lose someone or when we're grieving something, when we come up against those feelings, they often aren't smaller when we're experiencing them. They feel just as powerful. But what's happened over time, the process that I think we're trying to get with the sentiment of time heals us, is that our life grows around the grief. So as time passes and as we're able to process the feelings that we're having, right? So going through that feelings process that we've talked about, the more that we're able to do that and the more that we're able to unpack our feelings and the more that we're able to move through the experience of loss, our life grows around that grief. So we hit up against it less often because there's more things happening in our lives. And eventually over time, we start to build other things in our lives. So our lives get bigger, our grief doesn't get smaller. So I kind of like to imagine like the grief is a ball in the middle of our life. And slowly over time that our life grows around that ball. Our life grows around the process of grief. And so it's not all consuming anymore, right? It's not the only thing that's happening in our lives. There's many other things. And so the grief gets easier to cope with because our life grows around it. Another analogy that I've heard that kind of resonates is if grief is like a golf ball inside of a jar, that over time the ball shrinks. So it might, you know, our grief might be like a beach ball inside of a glass jar to begin with. And eventually it'll shrink down to the size of a marble. So every time it's kind of hitting up against the container of the sides of the jar, that's when we're experiencing the grief. But over time, that jar gets bigger, and so it doesn't feel as overwhelming. So yeah, so it's very interesting to imagine that, you know, grief can get easier to deal with over time. And one of the things that I want to talk about too, right, I talk about the personal experience of grief, and that I've lost my grandmother, and how important she was to me, and that this is the first time that I'm really experiencing that grief. But grief doesn't just come with the loss of people in our lives, right? So we can grieve pets, which I have done. We can grieve homes, which I've done. We can grieve the loss of friendships, right? So grief isn't specific to death, and or death of a person, right? So there are many different ways that we can have a grieving process. And I think that we do need to talk about grief in the context of the loss of something. And that grief process is just as important as the grief process of death and the loss of loved ones. So all of that to say, this has been a little bit more of a rambly podcast than normal. But all of that to say that grief is a process. Grief moves through our body. There are many different feelings, there are many different emotions, and all of them are okay. And it doesn't have to look a prescribed way, but I do want to share that over time it will get easier, but it's okay that the grief doesn't get smaller. It's okay if the feelings still feel just as big 3 months, 6 months, you know, a year, 5 years down the road, it still feels just as big, because it is. It's just that it's not as present in our life, and that's what makes the grief process a little bit easier to cope with. Okay, so I hope that you found that helpful, and know that you're not alone if you are grieving. Until next time, take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Confessions of a Counselor podcast is available anywhere you like to listen to your podcasts, both on Apple and Android. New episodes are released every Friday. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to join the conversation, leave a review, or subscribe to the podcast hosted on Spotify. You can find all these details on JaniceLyons.com. Until next time, take care.